whole campaign. Philip Hayes and the Committee of Asian Workers Union. Sisters and brothers, well, once again we've surprised ourselves with this historic turnout. Like everybody else from here today, I was expecting, I was a bit concerned about the turnout. And I think you should give yourself a round of applause, because once again the anti-war movement has been Sisters and brothers, the communication workers in the UK, like the rest of the British population, don't want this war that we've been dragged into. No one wants this war. And it seems this government, in its attempt to ban strikes at the FPU, the only strikes they seem to be in favour of is air strikes. And we need to say to them, we value our freedoms, and today we are protesting and making sure our freedoms are maintained in its countries. And when we watch our TV streams, we're not watching video games, we're not watching something, we're watching real human suffering. I don't know if anyone's seen today the child that was in that hospital with shrapnel in his head, not knowing, his mother not knowing whether he would live or die. This is not some kind of video game. And somebody once said, a famous Labour leader said, a week is a long time in politics. But if a week ago, it was an illegal war, it was an immoral war, well, it's still an immoral and illegal war today! I just come back from the Scottish Labour Party conference on Lincoln. What happened there was an attempt, with all that's going on in the world, there was an attempt to suppress the Scottish on this war. And the delegates of that conference said, we wanted to discuss the war, and although we weren't allowed to vote, it was very, very clear that the members of the Scottish Labour Party as represented by the constituency party and the trade unions are saying, no war!
No war!
No war! So as this war progresses, we have to remember what Bush said about the axis of evil, because it won't stop in Iraq. It'll be Iran next, it'll be North Korea next. We need to keep this anti-war movement together. And we can do one or two things in the weeks ahead. We can sit in our homes and watch TV streams of death and destruction. Or we can get out on the streets and we can say, we don't want this war! Yeah!